This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us...
Tom Romley.
Jane Bolton.
Colleen Romley.
And I'm Stuart Burks. Okay, now Tom, you were talking about your childhood and school experiences and so on, but you've not talked about leisure and sporting activities and swimming and friendships and church and entertainment and so on.
I played sporting wise. I was quite keen on sport, as you can imagine. I was in the local Ashes soccer team.
Soccer school. Rather than rugby? You mean?
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't have a rugby team in our school. We had a soccer team. Or association football.
Why is that?
Pass.
No teacher. Yeah, no teacher doing the rugby, I suppose.
Well, see, I know. I went to, in England, a rugby playing school, but at all the breaks and lunchtime, we'd be playing football. We'd go to school with a tennis ball in our blazer pocket and then just kick that around. But
is it
something that the boys preferred to play?
It was what you had, you played.
Okay.
What was on offer? No rugby was offered.
No rugby. There were no.
Who coached it?
We coached ourselves.
Oh, okay.
At school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was no one to play against.
Okay. Ah. Well, was it that it was easier to make up two teams for soccer than for rugby? And
you probably
wouldn't get as dirty.
No rugby.
No rugby. Rugby. It's
There still is no rugby team in Ashes. Not an Ashes school.
Okay. So anyway, so that's what happened.
Yeah.
And after school, there was such a thing as the Ashes Sports Club. Ashes Bahangana Sports Club. And that entailed netball and that sort of thing for the girls and soccer for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we played in Palmerston North, played against Palmerston North.
Okay.
Teams and Ahakia teams and that sort of thing.
So was there was a lot of soccer around then?
Well, it was an Ashes,
But, you found teams to play against in...
It wasn't until much later that the rugby came on again.
Okay. Yeah. Was that general then in New Zealand?
No.
Just locally?
General, but it was here because there was...
It just didn't...
First of all, you've got to have a coach, right? We didn't have any coaches.
Hmm.
I mean, there was no team as such. There was no jerseys or anything. You turned up there in a pair of shorts and your singlet, and that was it. You played.
So you get half on one side, half on the other.
Yeah.
It didn't matter how many there were.
You kicked the tar out of him, and he'd kick the tar out of you. You see.
So if you didn't have a coach, were all the men were at war, or when they came back, they all were working, or what?
Well, yes. That was You see, this would have been in. In the 50s, you see. Late 50s.
Yeah.
Tom, wouldn't a parent have helped with the school kids?
Not particularly.
Oh, okay. No. Too busy milking the cows.
One or two that I can remember, That was much later, wasn't it? In the well into the 50s,
But your other recreation high school days was your swimming certificates, wasn't it?
I played soccer at school, at high school. I could have played rugby, but...
Yeah. I see you've got here a New Zealand Amateur Swimming Association proficiency certificate saying that you swam 325 yards in March 1946. Yeah. So where did you do that?
In the river.
In the river. So how do you know it was 325 yards?
Well, what they used to do, the schoolmaster, measured out 100 yards. Right?
Yeah.
So you started off and you swam down. 100 yards. You swam back 100 yards. You swam down 100 yards. And then when you got puffed, you measured off 25. That's where you got 325.
Okay. So it was how far did you go? And they wrote that down. It wasn't you have to swim that distance.
Well, you swam 100 yards down here. Oh, yeah. Turned round. Okay.
Now, you could virtually, given the flow of the river, you could sort of float down 100 yards, swim up 100, float down
100. You're onto it.
Okay.
You're learning.
So save yourself.
The hardest work was going up here.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Through the rapids.
So was it fast flowing, the river?
No, it wasn't fast flowing.
No, very slow. Yeah. Was it quite deep?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would have been.
Could you stand on the bottom? Or?
No.
Okay. And very cold?
Not in the summertime, no.
It was March. Okay. Yeah.
Get down there now, it'll be a bit chilly.
So was that a common activity or something that you learnt through school? Or?
Yeah, well, it was during school.
During school time you do swimming? Okay. So how did you actually learn to swim? Were people teaching you swimming or just you kept going in the water until you could swim? Or did you have sort of flotation things to help?
No, come on.
You just didn't?
Don't think they're invented then.
Yeah, come on. Okay.
So, but Tom, where did you actually learn to swim? Did you actually learn to swim in the river?
Yeah, yeah. Nowhere else to swim.
Tom, was there no teacher? Were you just throwing in and you're just around?
You started dog paddling. I used to go down to the river down, you know, where the bridge is now, at the weekends. Go down there with a few cronies.
All the kids, all the friends.
And you'd be chucking one another in and either swim or...
Or sink.
Yeah. Sink. But I mean, you weren't in deep water.
Oh, so where you learnt, you could stand up if you wanted to. Okay. Yeah. So would you say everyone your age learned to swim?
Okay. Were you supervised by parents all the time, like nowadays? Not necessarily. Off you go.
Were there any drownings then?
No.
The only disaster was somebody jumping off the bush, wasn't there, and they hit their head or something.
I know.
Was that diving?
Yeah. That's why I've got no high teeth.
Was you?
Well, you dived in off the bridge.
Off the bridge.
And knocked yourself out?
No, I didn't knock myself out, but I hit the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All for a dare, see?
Oh, yeah.
And damaged his teeth.
Yeah. Keep my mouth shut here for a week or two so Mother didn't see. So that's beside the point. Oh.
Well, that does raise another issue that several people have talked about, and that is dentists. Mm-hmm. You kept your teeth hidden so you wouldn't be sent to the dentist to have your teeth seen to after the accident.
Well, at school, the dentist was in Palmerston. And it was in Pyrie Street, behind the Catholic school. And there was a lady in there called Miss Wimsett, and she had a treadle one.
A treadle drill.
It's interesting how some names you remember years.
It was like going to the death house, it was.
Yeah. The murder house, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was actually nothing.
So what was it? Did you have to go often? So once a year, was it? Or?
Yeah, you went to... I can't remember whether it was once a year or twice a year or what it was.
Yeah,
but that was all through the school. School dental clinic, they called it. I mean, latterly, they had the dental clinic come out here. But this time you had at your expense, of course, going to town. Walk around to there and go in there into this
What was the feeling? You know, that you went on your own, or someone escorted you to make sure you got there?
Mother came. Mother came.
And did he get any treats afterwards for surviving
not that?
Not that
I remember.
Being brave.
So because these days, I think the sort of school dentists, the kids get something to take away with them. And things
do they?
Well, they might do now, but they...
Yeah, not then. They...
So
what... Okay, so you played football, you did swimming. Was church very important? Or?
Yeah, I used to go to church on Sundays.
Now, it was a big family.
Not every Sunday.
What about Sunday school? Was there a Sunday
school? We had a Sunday school. Yeah, that was as good as a play.
Yeah.
We had all sorts of fun games at Sunday school.
Yeah, such as?
anything to amuse yourself.
Yeah.
So how did you get from home to... Was it up at the church up here? Which church?
Anglican church.
Okay. So you walked on the pony, or did your parents come with you?
Yeah, it was always with the parents, yeah. But the Sunday school, well, you used to ride the horse up to that, because that was a different day, you see, or different part of the day.
Okay.
Different part of the day.
Mm.
So were you on your own coming up to that, or did you have somebody to...
Yeah.
Well, you're a good boy.
Yeah.
I didn't scrape all the way up here.
Because it was always late getting home. Mm. Got deviated a bit on the way home.
Doing what, Tom?
Oh, I don't know, play acting. And
what was in those days? Were you smoking behind the bathing sheds or something? Or that was in high school.
Mm.
There was another thing too, when you went to church from high school, which you were required to do, something to do with the money? What did you do with the money? You did naughty things instead of going to church, but you had to.
When you're boarding, we got pocket money.
Mm. How much?
We got a shilling every fortnight, and sixpence every week.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a sixpence this week, and you got a fortnight next week. You see, so the sixpence you could buy threepence, would buy a sports post. Mm-hmm. It's a little Sunday paper they used to put out, which had all the sports in it, results and that sort of thing. And then you could go to the movies for threepence at the State Theatre in Palmerston, right down the front.
Yep.
As soon as it got dark, you could walk back, you see. Invariably, you got told to get back up the front, but, I mean, they got sick and tired of you walking backwards and forwards. So,
sort of films would they show? Didn't matter, you just go...
Yeah.
Cowboys and Indians. Yeah.
So when it came to Sunday school, of course, you'd had no money.
Yep.
So it was a case of a stone or something dropping a plate that went like that, or...
A cough drop or a button.
Button.
Yes. Yeah. So, Tom, getting back to the church things, how you became a scout leader, which I find hard to believe, but you actually were a scout leader in Ashurst here. Was that through the church? Or
No.
That was another activity.
Mm.
Had you done scouting and
At an earlier day, yeah. Earlier there were scouts here, but I was very much a junior.
Right.
And, yeah, so it was until later on, in the 50s, that I became a scout. Assistant Scoutmaster.
Oh, okay.
At the age of... after you left school or while you were still at school?
No, after I left school.
While you were doing your apprenticeship?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Mm.
Okay.
So that was that. Yeah.
So when did you do your national training then?
When?
1955.
18?
Was it
18? Yeah. Yeah, 53.
To Wairua or winter?
Wairua.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Mm. Okay, and what did enjoyed it involve?
Really enjoyed the army.
Tom Stewart saying what you were with, what division?
Armoured.
Okay.
Tanks, wasn't it?
Tanks, yeah, I was a tank driver.
Oh, so in 10.5 weeks, you weren't just doing marching, you were driving tanks?
Well, you're learning,
drive a tank.
And tenting in the desert road in the middle of winter.
And then we had three lots of fortnightly every year for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
We had fortnight out on the desert road in a camp, in tents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and that's where we did our training with the tanks.
Oh, okay.
Running around the desert road.
Mm.
Yep. Very enjoyable, that.
Yeah. What sorts of tanks?
Hmm?
What type of tank?
Valentine.
Oh, Valentine. Okay.
And a little wee pop gun out on the front, about that big, you know, little pop gun.
About two inch. Okay. So did he get to fire it at all?
Well, I don't know. I didn't. I had to sit in the front there while they did. It popped off and it was a big pop gun, I thought.
Yeah. Was it very noisy?
Yes, it was quite noisy.
Did you have a target or something?
Yeah, they used to have it way out. Hit, try and hit the mountain up there, Mount Rupay, I think.
Oh, really? Across the desert road, I don't think so.
You shot me, was it?
Hmm?
That was you that shot me as I skied past.
Yeah, so. And so, I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah. So the general idea was that that was a bit of fun each year?
Well, but I mean it was serious.
Yeah.
Because the next bit of a blip, we were the next horse on the carriage. No?
Yeah, yeah.
We
were
the next ones to go.
Hmm. Yeah.
So,
Tom, you also mentioned to me that, like you, as an 18-year-old, you'd been to boarding school, so you were okay. But there were some 18-year-olds there that were crying because they had not been away from home earlier on. You know, some of them were still kids. Some of them were still insecure
didn't like the
environment at all, did they?
Didn't know how to make a bed.
So when you were
do up their shoes. Yeah.
So your time in boarding school, how, I mean, you weren't that far away from your family. Would you see them at weekends or you?
Once every 3 weeks or something we could come home. Otherwise we had sports, you see.
Okay.
And church.
And church.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but we could, so I had a bike then.
Yeah.
So I'd bike home, bike back again.
Okay,
That's quite all right, isn't it?
Sorry?
That's quite a ride.
Yeah, Sealed Road. It would have been Sealed.
It was Sealed. Not as flash as what it is today.
No.
If you can call it flash now.
do you recall how long it took? What sort of bike did you have? Were there gears on it?
Latterly,
three-speed, I think.
Had a three-speed gear.
Yeah, okay.
Sturmey Archer, if I remember rightly.
Oh, I had those, So how long did that take you to get?
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, oh,
that's how long it takes me in the car.
20 minutes, well it's...
You're dreaming.
Downhill.
No,
dreaming.
20 minutes, 20 minutes. 20 minutes to half an hour, it all depends on the wind.
Yeah.
It takes me 20 minutes to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you might keep overtaking?
So you had the cinema. You had various sports. There was scouts when you were younger, and then later on, there was no TV, of course, at that stage. So, was there also reading, radio? What did the family do in the evenings?
Listen to the radio.
Yeah. Okay. Anything in particular you listened to?
Were
there many different channels you could choose?
What do you mean channels?
Stations. Many stations.
I mean,
Tom, did you listen to Life with Dexter in those days?
Yeah.
It was sort of like a serial.
And that was a
real popular
program. Oh, vaguely.
Everybody listened to Life with Dexter.
What was that about?
Oh, it was a comedy, a family, and there was a son and a daughter because I had brothers, and they called me Compost because in that serial, the boy in Life with Dexter called his sister Compost.
Oh,
so it was a comedy.
Was it a New Zealand one? Was it?
Or? I think it was English actually, Stuart.
There was one that was quite all ago. I remember it was the Dossier on Demetrius.
Yes.
Now, don't ask me what it was all about, but everybody listened to it.
Was the...
The Dossier on Demetrius.
Dumas.
Oh.
Yes.
Ah, the Three Musketeers author.
Sort of thing, Dossier on Demetrius, Interesting.
Okay.
Radio was huge, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That was the only thing
you had to listen to.
And sing songs? I mean, our family was very sing song. It was yours, Tom?
No.
No. What about reading then? Did you get library books out every week?
No library.
No.
Library was the nearest library was Palmerston North. You paid to go there, so you didn't go there because you had no money.
Yeah. Okay. So were there many books at home, or you?
There was the paper, the Auckland Weekly.
Oh, that's it. So you weren't reading novels or
not kids, really, no.
Comics? Well, did you have comics?
No, because that cost money.
Yeah. Okay.
So I didn't have comics. Well, yeah. I don't say didn't have them, but yeah, very, but you wouldn't get very. Many.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like a serial thing, you don't know, you didn't have that.
So basically you make your own entertainment.
Yeah.
Tom, did people read you stories though? Like
my grandmother, not my grandmother, my auntie used to, as a kid.
Yeah.
So what about the weekend? You said something about dancing, going to the dances on the weekend.
Oh, local dancers here,
In the hall?
In the hall. And also the Ramai dances, the Ramai Hall, Pahangana Hall.
So what were the dances like? I've heard, was it the sort of thing you get the girls lined up along one wall and the boys lined up on the other?
Yeah, on the back, at the back. Yeah.
At the back, yeah. And then what? So how did you get to dance? The guys all dive and grab what you can.
I don't know whether I should tell you this, but
dear. Yes, what? I might be learning something.
Quite a thing you see. All the girls, the Sheilas down the scene.
Yeah.
All up against the wall, you see. And they'd all us blokes would be way back here, the doorway, you see. A whole heap of us from here to there. And of course they'd say then the next dance will be the Gay Gordons or a Foxtrot or something like that, you see. So there'd be a bit of a shuffle. You reach in your pocket and bring out a mouse, let him go. Well, he had all the girls up the wall and everything. Oh, it was hilarious. That broke everything up.
it was all old-time dancing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I take it, by doing that, all the girls were thinking, oh, he's good fun, I want to know him.
No, I don't think so. I think you're wrong with him, man.
Yeah. So was there any drinking at these dances?
No, not at the dances.
Out in the cars.
Afterwards, yes.
Afterwards. Okay. Oh, so how long did the... So was it the sort of dance and you'd have a supper and finish it? So it was all very fun. You'd drink orange juice and tea.
No,
you
didn't have that. Nothing to drink
at all?
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
And a sandwich?
And a sandwich and a bun or something like that.
So was anyone supervising this then? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who supplied the supper?
Whoever's putting it on. I mean, you had every week, you see, there was a different outfit put it on. Sports club had put it on. The RSA. RSA. Who else?
Plunkett, Jane said.
Plunkett, and the lodge used to put a very fancy one on, yeah. The whole gear that was, yeah. So every week it was put on by a dance, you see, and then they'd rotate.
And who provided the music?
Starlight Serenaders from Palmerston. Three of them.
And every week it to be the same ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom, was it every week, was it?
Yeah.
I wasn't in the scene, Jane.
Yeah, they had
I know some in Palmerston North. In fact, they'd decide which bands are playing, and they'd sometimes follow them round.
True.
Sometimes we went to the. Sometimes we went to the A&A.
In
Palmerston, that was a big one.
Yeah, and one above the Opera House that on a Friday night. That was quite good. I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah. Yeah. But Ashurst itself has got quite a strong community, hasn't it? Was it then as well, or is it something that's just developed?
It was a very close knit community, but small.
So it's sort of self sufficient in itself, but more enclosed. Yeah.
We had everything here.
Tom, can you remember the flower shows they used to have? Mm. Like the Anglican Church every year had a flower show, and the girls used to do the cooking, and the kids used to do their decorative sauces. What did the guys do? I don't know. They probably lifted and shifted.
All sorts of things,
So it was floral arrangements, or begonias.
All the competition.
And whatnot. And the ladies all wore hats and gloves and stockings, heaven forbid. You really got dollied up.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Things have got a bit more relaxed now.
Was that once a year?
Yeah.
An annual.
Yeah.
You see, we were lucky. We had two butcher shops.
Mm.
Two butcher shops.
Mm.
We had two stores.
Mm.
We had one. Joe Borrett's was the dairy.
Mm.
We had a hair cutting, men's hair cutting place.
We had a saddler.
We had a saddler.
Mm-hmm. TAB.
Hotels.
Two hotels.
Mm-hmm.
We had 5 churches.
Mm.
Mind you, two of us, and
a hall,
brethren people. But that's all right.
They didn't have a church.
So they were a strong community. They're strong now, and they were strong.
Yeah. They were strong then. Down,
so
they, yeah. But they kept to themselves. They're a bit more open now.
Yeah.
Jolly good people.
So what proportion of the population would they be in?
Quite substantial.
I would say probably a quarter. Perhaps a quarter of the population. The schools had a lot of them.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Because they didn't participate in any sport or anything like that, you see. So.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
They were great to do business with, weren't they?
Excellent to do business with.
Very honest. Very good clients.
Mm.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so. And of course, engineering or blacksmith shop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take your horse.
That was yours, was it? Or that before your time? It became yours.
It was much later.
Okay. Yep.
Much later.
And we had a post office, Tom, which
we had a post office.
Centre of the town.
And a library.
And a library. A separate library. Yeah. And the post office was where you went and got your benefits and everything was cash.
Oh, yeah.
It was the hub.
Mm.
Wasn't it the post office?
Because the garage for cars, or would there be many cars? Yeah.
The wives weren't working, were they? There was lots of mothers with prams, and there were lots of English immigrants who came and raised their families here in the 1950s.
Oh, so what were they doing? Were they farming as well then, or working in Palmerston North?
They were assisted immigrants.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a bus service.
In Palmerston.
Yes. There was a lot of them.
Invariably, they all lived in the same street, so I don't know why they bothered to come.
Yeah, so I was going to, did they fit in well, or they just kept to themselves? Yeah.
No, they fitted in pretty well.
There was all the talk about whinging poms. Now, were they whinging, or...?
A bit grumpy.
They were poms and English people.
Yeah.
The people who whinged, they called poms. My parents were English as well, but you could say they were English, but people who whinged were called whinging poms.
Yeah.
They didn't all whinge. They were good.
They joined drama groups. They helped run play centre. They didn't just stick to themselves. They mixed because they didn't expect us to go to them. They made an equal attempt to go out.
The beauty of them was that they were nearly all tradesmen.
I think that's why they got assisted, wasn't it, Tom? Mm.
Okay.
Because they were qualified.
Do you know the origin of the term poms?
Oh, do you?
What? No.
Do you, James?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, vaguely. If you say it, I'll know.
Mm.
It was a skit, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
I skit about it. Okay, well, anyone listening can look it up on the internet. This is part 2. Listen next week for part 3. Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you're a fan of NPR, listening to our podcasts and live stream has never been easier. Just search for accessmedia.nz on the App Store or Google Play and download the app with the kiwifruit logo. Once you've got it, pick Manawatu People's Radio from the list of stations and go find your new favourite show.